From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama has ordered additional manpower to parts of the Gulf Coast most threatened by the massive BP oil spill. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president announced the move today after getting a firsthand look at some of the cleanup efforts.
President Obama says the operation to mop up oil spewing from a BP well is already the largest cleanup effort in U.S. history. But it's not big enough. He ordered a tripling of manpower in areas where oil has already washed ashore, or soon will. The move comes even as BP is trying to control the leaking oil at its source.
Even if the leak was stopped today, it wouldn't change the fact that these waters still contain oil from what is now the largest spill in American history, and more of it will come ashore.
In his second visit to the Gulf Coast since the spill began, Mr. Obama tried to reassure residents that the federal government is doing all it can to stop the leak, clean up the mess, and rebuild an economy which is heavily dependent on fishing and tourism. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Some Americans will lose unemployment benefits this week. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, that's because even though the House of Representatives voted today to extend unemployment benefits, the Senate did not.
The two parties have their standard arguments about unemployment. Republicans say handing out government checks gives unemployed people no incentive to find work. Progressive Democrats want to make sure people are able to pay their rent and buy food while they look for work in this recession. It's the moderate Democrats who've made it increasingly hard in the last few months to keep extending unemployment. They say they want to help, but it may not be worth spending borrowed money and adding to the deficit. The Senate is expected to take up the House bill when it gets back from a week's recess. It could restore unemployment benefits retroactively. The House bill also supplies money for student summer jobs programs and reauthorizes some tax cuts for another year. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The effort to repeal the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays serving openly in the military has cleared a hurdle. The House has approved a defense spending bill with an amendment that overturns the policy. It now goes to the Senate. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says even if senators approve the bill, no changes will be made until the Pentagon and White House sign off on them.
Nothing will change in terms of our current policies and practices. Current law, policies, and regulations remain in place, and we are obligated to abide by them as before.
Gates made the comments in a video message to the armed forces. Stocks on Wall Street slid today on word that Spain's credit rating was downgraded. The Dow fell 122 points to close at 10,136. The Nasdaq fell 20 points to close at 2257. The S&P was down 13, closing at 1089. This is NPR. A $23 billion proposal that could help hundreds of thousands of school teachers keep their jobs is in limbo. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports congressional Democrats say they don't have the votes to pass it.
In both the House and Senate, the main sponsors of the teachers' jobs bill canceled and did not reschedule meetings to discuss emergency funding to avert mass firings of classroom teachers next month. The nation's two largest teachers' unions say already more than 100,000 teachers have received layoff notices, but that number could triple by the end of the school year. U.S. Department of Education projections show that in just about every state that got stimulus funds to cover teacher salaries and benefits, the money's about to run out and states won't have the money to cover those costs come fall. In California, Texas, Florida, and New York alone, layoffs could total over 97,000. Georgia, Illinois, Ohio, and Pennsylvania are among a second tier of states where tens of thousands of teachers still don't know if they'll have a job. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
The 189 nations that are signatories to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty are laying the groundwork for banning weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. They've agreed to hold a conference in 2012 to discuss establishing a Middle East zone free of nuclear and all other weapons of mass destruction. American adventurer Jonathan Trapp says he's met a classic challenge after he crossed the English Channel today tied to a cluster of helium balloons. He took off on the British coast, climbed to a maximum height of 11,000 feet, and took 4 hours to get across the channel. He cut the strings of the balloons one by one to land near Dunkirk, France. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.